State Assemblyman Angelo Morinella was among the numerous guests who took part in a ceremonial ribbon cutting in a newer brick circular hub inside the Niagara Falls State Park Welcome Plaza. He recalled a time when the falls was in a golden era for tourism, though its entrance was hardly a gem.
It was not inviting. It did not yell out to the tourists, come visit. And once you were in the park, you had no idea there was a city.
The reconfigured plaza includes new walkways, enhanced lighting, and newer landscapes, but state officials say more importantly, it creates a clearer view between the park and the city's tourist district. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says the relationship between the two is symbiotic.
As the park goes, as the city goes, there's a direct connection. And this parkway, and this park here, this new gateway, creates the connection that was missing for a long time. We want people to come here, but then leave and go to the local attraction, stop by the culinary center for some magnificent pastries, go to the bakeries, go to the restaurants, discover the downtown, spend your money in the hotels as we're reopening new ones literally every year.
The plaza project is just one component in a multi-year $70 million investment by the state into the revitalization of Niagara Falls State Park. The overall goal is to make the park more in line with the original vision of Frederick Law Olmsted. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.